increased by 20% in the Kildare Carlow division, as nationally burglaries increased by 2%. That's statistics from the recent CSO numbers. They've revealed the quarter one 2026 crime burglary figures. And joining me now to look more into detail about those figures and the burglary rates here in Ireland is Managing Director of Phone Watch, Owen Dunn. Owen, good morning. Good to chat to you on the Kildare Today Show.
Good morning, Hannah.
So, looking at these figures, I mean, it is good news for the Kildare Carlow division recording a decrease in burglaries. But again, nationally, we saw a 2% increase. Is it known what's causing that spike nationally here?
Well, it's a relatively small, thankfully, it's a relatively small increase. But since the end of COVID, obviously COVID had a pretty dramatic impact on burglary rates. And since COVID, we've seen, you know, a fairly significant reduction nationally in the rates. But in the last two or three years, it has started to creep up again by a couple of percentage points every year. I think that said, Ireland has a very good record when it comes to burglary. The rate of burglary in Ireland is lower than it is in other European countries. And logic would suggest that because we have such a high penetration of alarm systems throughout Ireland, we would have about three times the European average when it comes to monitored and alarms. It means that we're very conscious as a nation of the dangers of burglary, and we take quite a few measures to prevent them.
Of course,
there's also the issue of enforcement as well. I mean, I think John Garda Síochána have been doing a really good job. There's been a number of very high-profile programs to try and reduce burglary rates. So overall, I think while the numbers are increasing slightly, I think it does reflect the fact that we are being, as a nation, we're being rather vigilant in terms of our awareness of the dangers of burglary.
And then speaking of kind of, I suppose, what homes or areas would be more targeted for burglaries, is it happening more in maybe urban areas or rural areas? Do we know that?
Again, the burglary rates do tend to reflect the spread of population. So Dublin has 40% of the population and about 40% of the burglaries. The more recent figures that we've just released there, based on the CSO stats, show that one trend that we do see is that in the East Coast, in Wicklow, Wexford, Dublin, Louth, Monaghan, and Kildare, Carlow as well, we are seeing a decline. You know, the decline in Carlow, Kildare of 20% has been reflected in other parts along the East Coast. But we are seeing, you know, increases along the Western Seaboard and in the Southwest. I'm not sure there's any particular reason for that. But there does, in the latest data, seem to be a divide between East and West in terms of the trends on burglary.
And in terms of then, I suppose, the people doing the burglaries, are they, you know, are they kind of being deterred by us having more alarm systems in place now? Or are they becoming maybe more opportunistic to think, OK, maybe they don't have an alarm, we'll try our chance here?
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, burglary in the main, and again, I don't want to generalise too much, but in the main, burglary is an opportunistic crime where people see an opportunity, you know, an open door, a window, a side gate, etc. The data, when we've been looking at this, PhoneWatch has been in business for the last 35 years, and we spent a lot of time looking at, you know, trying to understand the dynamic of burglary. The reality is that having an alarm system does act as a deterrent. Now, you know, not everybody has an alarm system and not everybody has a monitored alarm. But we know from years and years of research and data analysis that if you have a monitored alarm, you're about four times less likely to suffer the trauma of burglary, because I think a monitored alarm in particular is a deterrent. It isn't an absolute cast iron guarantee that nothing bad will happen. But we do know that it acts as a deterrent to would-be burglars, because with a monitored alarm, if you do, you know, if you do break into a house or premises you know, monitored suggest that, you know, there will be a reaction, there will be a response. And, you know, burglars just, they prefer to not take that chance, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah.
But I think as a whole, I think both the work that the Gardaí are doing and the work that ourselves and others in the industry are doing to try and make people more aware of the dangers and to take, you know, pretty basic and simple steps to help to protect their home. Sometimes that's an alarm. Sometimes it's just, as I say, taking very simple steps to make sure that your house doesn't become a target of a burglar.
Of course. And speaking of those simple steps, I know we're in the summer months now. A lot of people are on their holidays or going on their holidays, so they might be leaving their houses empty for a few days or maybe even a few weeks. So apart from having that alarm in place, what are the other ways that people can make it look like their home isn't empty?
Sure. Yeah, look, I mean, it's pretty standard advice at this stage, Hannah. So if you are away, the advice is not to be terribly active on social media, letting people know that you're not at home. But if you're, before you go off, if you're going on a couple of weeks' holidays and your house is going to be empty, the simple steps are, before you go, if you've got a lawn, mow the grass, and if you're going to be away for a couple of weeks, maybe ask a friendly neighbour to mow your grass, because the telltale signs of an empty house are, you know, grass that hasn't been tended to. If you've got a porch and, you know, post is piling up there over a number of days and weeks, you know, again, ask a neighbour just to come in and take the post away so that that doesn't give that telltale sign that nobody's there. Smart technology nowadays allows people to, with timers, to put on lights when the hours of darkness do arrive, you know, have a light on. But the simplest and most important thing is before you go, you know, make absolutely sure that all your doors and windows are locked, your side gates, any sheds out the back. Just make sure that your home is well secured before you go. Make sure that it doesn't have the appearance of being empty for a period of time. And, you know, even to the extent of getting a neighbour to park their car in your driveway, just so that, you know, people don't have the view that your house is empty for a period of time.
Owen, thank you so much for joining us on the Kildare Today show this morning. That is Managing Director of Phone Watch, Owen Dunn. Comes as recent Central Statistic Office numbers have revealed the quarter one 2026 crime burglary figures. Now, they have decreased by 20% in the Kildare Carlow division, which is really great, a good decrease there. Nationally, burglaries have increased by 2%. Ireland had 2,161 recorded burglaries in Q1 of 2026. Compared to 2,124 in the same period of 2025. But thanks to Owen for joining us on the show this morning.